Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed your weekend. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. When you go to Tuttle.net, you're going to be able to find every single place that you can find me online. It's just one-stop shopping for everything Tuttle. Yes, I spoke about myself in the third person, and it gave me the douche chills. I want to apologize. I ended up not going out to the Tom and Dan event that I was supposed to be judging. It was a mechanical shark ride, kind of like a mechanical bull. And with everything that's going on right now, I've been vaccinated. My mom's been vaccinated. But now from what I'm hearing with this new variant, that it really doesn't even matter. Like, you can spread it just as easy if you're not vaccinated. And I was just thinking about it because looking at it, Orange County is one of the epicenters in the state of Florida. Florida is just like, once again, Florida man. Florida's always got to be in the national news as a bunch of hill jacks that don't know what they're doing. And my producer Vulture called me and was like, hey, man, I just don't think it's a great idea for you to go, because I had a little bit of hesitation, but I had already promised that I was going to go. And I really do hope that Tom and Dan are not mad at me for not going. But last second, I texted morning of the event to Daniel and said, I just do not feel comfortable going to this event. I know a lot of you people out there, oh, you think the pandemic is fake, coronavirus is a fraud, it's all made up, that's why they got rid of Trump. No, that's not the case. That's not the case at all, people. I just lost my dad. How do you think I would feel if I went out to an event and I would have brought home the Delta variant, which my mom just had an operation, so she's not 100%. How do you think I would feel if I brought that back to her and she died? Because you guys got to remember, I'm an only child. I really do not have much, like, interaction with my family, other family members. I mean, I have my dad's brother, but for the most part, like, and one cousin, and that's it. That is all that I have. So I ended up playing it safe. Yes, it sucks. It would have been a great opportunity to get out and meet some supporters, maybe make some new supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. So I apologize to Tom and Dan. Like I said, I hope that they are not mad at all. We always hear about these news stories about these dumbass waitresses or waiters that leave like dumb stuff on the receipt. But I also got a different take on this. I mean, this is not the first time I've ever played a news story like this. And the restaurant that this African-American couple ate at, they made a big deal because it had black N-word written at the top of the receipt. Not even written. It was printed out on the receipt. And they're wanting to sue now. And I just don't see it. Like, what kind of damages? Like, nobody would know about this story if it wasn't for you bringing it up in the first place. So how are you going to prove any damages at all when it comes to this? Now, do I think it's messed up? Yes. And guess what? The restaurant is black owned as well, too. So I guess it might have been one of the Caucasian, hell, whoever knows. I mean, it could have been a black waiter or waitress. But that's the thing about the local news. They don't give you the details that everybody is wondering. Because everybody is wondering, was it a white, black waitress? Was it Asian waitress? What race were they? Because if it was black, it's also a different type of story, in my opinion. But they're wanting to sue now? No. We're not going there. We're not going to tie up our court system just because you had your feelings hurt. Yes. Is it racist as hell? Exactly. It is. But do you deserve money? No. Go fuck yourself.
It's just an embarrassing feeling. We felt disrespected.
This receipt ruined a Snellville family's outing on Saturday.
See, this is also another example of how the news should never, ever be censored. You know, I talked about this when they were having that Senate hearing the other day when they were playing the video on live national TV. Guess what? They didn't bleep out anything at all. And that's the way that the news has to be. Because on the receipt, it says black N-I, and then the rest of it's blacked out. You guys automatically know what it is. But, I mean, for this story to hit home, to kind of, like, just put the nail in the coffin, I think you gotta let it eat. You just gotta let the big dog eat and not censor it out. What is it going to offend? Like, seriously. These people, yes, it was racist as hell. It was very, very racist. I would be pissed. But guess what? I just would never go back to their establishment again. But no, guess what? This is somebody that's wanting to go viral, wanting to get famous, and somebody that is wanting to get paid.
She asked me what's my name for the order. I give my order, everything. I know this is on the receipt because everybody's hungry.
Mr. Stephon Black says he...
Okay, the story just took a different change. It's either the biggest, like, story of irony, but I said on the receipt how it said black N-word on it. So maybe that was the last name, but they put the N-word behind it. Like, you know, I don't know. Did the person mean, was it a double, like, black N-word, or was it black, his last name, N-word, that was on the receipt? See, this is the type of questions that this reporter should be asking.
Didn't notice anything strange about his food receipt from the Urban Air Adventure Park until he took a second look.
I look at the receipt, I notice it's an actual racial word. Like, it's... Well, I couldn't really believe it, to be honest with you.
In videos posted on the company's Instagram, you can see kids and family enjoying the trampoline, go-karting, and other park attractions. But he says when he complained to staff about his less than enjoyable experience, staff just took the receipt from him and never gave it back.
Yeah, because they got caught. They got caught. But, you know, with the invention of the cell phone camera, everything gets recorded. And now this is on the internet for life. I don't even, why would you even put that on the receipt knowing that you're going to have to give that receipt to the person? That's the thing about it with me. Like, they could write any single, like, racial, there's really nothing racist you can call a Caucasian person. And I know a lot of white people are going to disagree with me. Honky, cracker. You know, cracker is not even a racial term. It's Florida cracker. It's actually a pretty cool term to be called, in my opinion. It means that you are a Florida native. But I've never, ever noticed it because I never get the receipt. I sign it and I go. Yeah, I do look at what the cost is and how much the dinner or something like that costs. But for the most part, like if I'm at a convenience store and they offer me a receipt, I just don't take them. Because I know a lot of people keep receipts because you used to have to balance your checkbook and stuff. But now everything is online. Everything shows up automatically on your online bank account or app or whatever you use. Because back in the day, we all would float checks. I mean, everybody has floated a check. Like, you would write a check, especially if it was on a weekend because you knew that it wouldn't clear. And then you got paid, like, on Monday, and you wanted to rush and make sure you got your paycheck in the bank. Yeah, now all that stuff comes out automatically. Like, you cannot float shit at all. So I don't even bother taking the receipts or keeping a copy of the receipts because all I got to do is go on to my bank's website and see what it was. Plain and simple. Easy peasy, people.
The first thing they offered was to give us passes to come back and free fries.
I mean, it sounds like a really good deal. Like, seriously. Yeah, it does suck. And just to let you know, you'll find out later in this story, the employee was terminated. Like I said, this is a black-owned business as well, too. But no, they didn't want to take anything because you want to know why? They already talked to a lawyer. And the lawyer said, do not take any gifts or anything compensation-wise from this business. If you are so just offended, just don't go back to that restaurant anymore. I mean, really, why did you even go to the news? Because you wanted to be famous. You wanted to get attention for the lawsuit that you plan on filing at the clerk of courts in the county or wherever you live at. Yeah, I mean, good on you, man. Like, you are playing this so smart. Like, you're following the playbook. You know that there must have been, like, some shady-ass lawyer that was probably in the restaurant. Or, you know, like, I'm not accusing this guy of having a criminal past. Maybe he knows a lawyer. You know, somebody like Better Call Saul, Saul Goodman from the Breaking Bad franchise. Yeah, let's get paid because on my receipt it said black N-word. Yeah, I would be offended too if I was an African American, but guess what? Just don't ever go back to that place again. Tell all your African American friends, do it the right way. But no, these people are wanting to get money. They are. And by those people, with cancel culture, I got to cover my ass. I should be able to say those people because I'm talking about those two people. I'm not talking about a group of people. So what I'm trying to say is I got to cover my ass even when I say those people.
After reaching out to the facility several times with no response, he says he finally decided to go public by posting this picture. He says he snapped of the original receipt. He shared the post with his 16,000-plus Instagram followers, gaining hundreds of reactions.
See, didn't I call this right at the beginning of the story? I said it's somebody trying to get famous, trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. Well, I'm not saying anything bad. I mean, 16,000 on Instagram is pretty goddamn good. But, yeah, I mean, he posted this because he wanted to put some content out there. He took a picture of it. How do we even know that this is not a thing that's been photoshopped or whatever it may be? Not claiming that, but how do we know? So what I'm trying to say is that this guy's already posting it. I'm sure he's already a partner on Instagram, making money off of that post, and he's also wanting to sue. Like, if you were to, I know that I sound like a broken record, but what happened to the good old days where, like, If you went to a restaurant and you did not have a great experience, you just don't go back. You know, I forget that guy that does the bar rescue show. He talks about it. He would give out free coupons to people to get a rib dinner. And he said, like, it's 40% of people will come back if they have a flawless first experience in a restaurant. And if they come back a second time and they have another flawless experience, it jumps up to 70%. So what I'm trying to say is just don't go back to it. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, okay, go to the news if you want to. But now I just don't agree. Like, how can you sue? What damages can you claim to be able to get paid? And it would probably be a lawsuit. The guy's going to go for $1 million. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to bankrupt this business owner, and then it's going to mean a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and they are not going to have any income, and it's just going to snowball because this guy got his feelings hurt over a racist comment, which I don't agree with. I don't agree with what the waitress or waiter did. The reason I have to say waitress and waiter is because the news is so dumb, they can't even tell us. They can't tell us a race or gender of whoever it is that put the receipt there. Come on, do your job. Stop being so goddamn lazy.
Well, just to bring awareness to the situation, like, that's unacceptable.
His post prompted this public response from the company. They say in part, they are a black-owned business.
It doesn't make a difference.
That doesn't tolerate racism. The employee was terminated, and they apologized for what happened. Company shared a similar statement with CBS 46 News.
I want the owner to know you need to actually respect people.
Now, the customer tells me that as of now, he does have an attorney, and they are considering taking legal action down the road. If they do, we will make sure to share that update with you right here.
I'm sure that I'm going to get a lot of hate. People telling me, oh, Tuttle, why do you think this isn't so bad? I agree. It is bad. Racism is horrible. I despise racism. But what, in all reality, tell me what damages or how it damaged this guy. And please don't tell me mental distress or whatever it may be. Because guess what? even though that was a racist-ass receipt, it's a part of the First Amendment. And if you don't like what they wrote on the receipt, don't go back. I've said that probably 5 or 6 times. But do I think that, I mean, you're just wasting your money, the lawyer's time, the judge, the legal system, when we could be using it for better things. And just because you got your feelings hurt, no, you don't deserve any money at all. You should have taken the free food vouchers and the fries that they offered you.
Reporting in Snellville, I'm Tori Cooper, CBS 46 News.
If you've been following my radio career for any amount of time, you know that I have actually been, like, locked away technically twice in my life. Once in county jail, because I was driving on a suspended license, got pulled over by a highway patrolman, and it wasn't like I was speeding or doing anything wrong. I had one of my tag lights were out, and I got pulled over, and I did not know that my e-pass was not working. I had the e-pass right up on my window, and the cop said, no, your license was suspended because of the e-pass, toll violations. I was like, I didn't get any letters. Well, I had not changed my address, and I had moved to a new place and was not getting the letters. The other time is when I tried to commit suicide, and I spent 11 days in a mental institution. Thing about being in county jail and in a mental institution, the food is absolutely horrendous. It is the most bland shit that you will ever, ever eat in your life. Like, they don't want to give you any salt. They don't want to get, oh, that's the other thing. Coffee, they give you decaf. They don't want you having any stimulants at all. So whenever you can get a nice little treat, and if you just search on YouTube, jailhouse cooking, it's amazing how creative some of these convicts. Like, I've never understood that. Like, if you guys are so smart at being able to figure out how to create your own meals and to be able to create your own stoves, your homemade stoves with a couple of pieces of wire and a D battery, and to be able to cook with that. But these inmates are making, I guess they don't get a lot of candy in prison or jail. So these inmates are actually, you know, maybe they were drug dealers when they were on the outside, but they have made this candy that everybody can't get enough of, and they're actually individually, like, wrapping it up like it's a baggie of cocaine and stuff.
Yeah, this shit sell like crack in the chain gang. Everybody love it.
Everybody love it, you know what I'm saying?
A super get you one of these, man.
This right here, this Jolly Rancher, Kool-Aid, and... You know what I'm saying?
I'll post this video on all my social media. I'll post a link to it. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Just search Tuttle. Tuttle with 2 D's. T-U-D-D-L-E. But if you didn't hear them, they melt down Jolly Ranchers. They mix in some powdered Kool-Aid and some type of other sour candy. And I guess they cook it down. They form it into a bar. And then they cut it down into, like, little pieces. And they're bagging it up. And, you know, like, when you're on the inside, I'm not trying to act like I'm a convict, a seasoned convict, or anything like that. But any of these amenities that you could get on the outside, if you could make that, yeah, you're going to get favors. I don't know if it's going to be sexual favors, if it's going to be cigarettes, or you're going to get some money put in your commissary, or I don't even know if that's the word, commissary. Yes, it is. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is, that people are going crazy for this. Like, this is how the people are making a living inside behind bars.
Yeah, man, this shit go crazy.
Go on, bad. That shit up, man.
I get cash up off this shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, man. Yeah. Cash up, too.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Now, if I would say, I got free crack candy right now, man, the whole goddamn dawn.
Oh, dawn gonna come attack. This shit like cook crack in the chain gang. Whoa, God. If you know, you know.
I can almost guarantee you that these guys were drug dealers on the outside. Because they're, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're in prison for a really, really long time. And if you guys, look, a lot of people take their freedoms for granted. Being able to go anywhere that you want to at any time. When you're in jail or you're in a mental facility, You are at the just like mercy of the people that run the place. Like, seriously, I was only supposed to be in the mental institution for 2 days. It was a 48-hour hold, and I was in there for 11 days. I don't know if they were just wanting to, you know, rack up a big-ass bill, which I send them $5 a month. Fuck them. They didn't do anything for me in there. But if you've been in prison for a really, really long time, I guess, you know, like, the little things are important. I mean, I hate to quote the movie Zombieland, but it is. The little things are very, very important because when you cannot go wherever you want, no matter how much you beg and plead, you're not getting out of there. So you got to do some stuff to be able to pass the time or just make it feel like it's the outside. You got to make the best of a situation. You know, you go to prison if you're in jail for more than a year. So I can't even begin to imagine. That's why I'm afraid to break any laws. Like, I've done some really, really shady shit in my life, and I'm very, very lucky to have never gone to prison or for jail, like, for a couple of months, because I would not do very, very well, especially prison. I would get passed around. I would be holding somebody's pocket. By the end of it, my BH would be gaped, most likely. Because nobody's going to want me. Do you think the skinheads are going to want me? Do you think the Asian gangs are going to want me? Do you think the Vatos are going to want me? No. Do you think the Black Power group is going to want me? No. I'm going to be a bitch if I ever have to go to prison just to be able to survive. And it would be my luck that I would get HIV or AIDS while I was in there.
Crack. Crack. That real crack. No, I got to have me some of that. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm pulling that as a drop. It's funny how sometimes just the delivery of somebody's reaction to something or just a random soundbite from a news story, like I find them all the time and I send them to Amy and Josh Kale, see if they can come up with any ideas to be able to incorporate it. But just the way that guy said, oh, my God, like, listen to this.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I now want to try some of this goddamn jailhouse candy, if I'm just being honest. That guy's reaction, you could just tell the way that he said, oh, my God. Like it was almost like real crack cocaine, but it must be some pretty goddamn good candy.
Oh, my God.
Sprinkle a little of that Hawaiian punch on that guy.
They're also not, I mean, look, this has got to probably be the most bad thing if you're a diabetic in prison. But I mean, if you got diabetes in prison, do you really, really care? I mean, they're going to take care of you. They're going to give you as much insulin as you need to be able to survive. But they were, they're sprinkling like Hawaiian Punch Kool-Aid on top of the candy already. It's already got Kool-Aid in it. Now they're sprinkling it just to add it to, I guess, presentation? Who knows?
Right. Chain gang physician. My God.
Crack in the chain gang. Sack it up. Chain gang, love this shit.
For real, I'm just wondering, like, what is the going price of jailhouse candy? Like, they don't have any money in there. Like I said, is this kid? I mean, the way that guy said, oh my God, like that drop that I played for you, like, you would almost think that people would want to give like hand jobs, blow jobs, whatever sexual favors they needed to give out to be able to get a piece of this crack candy, this jailhouse sweet ass candy. Because the people, I mean, the way these guys would not be making this stuff the way that they are, because it's not easy. They got to get creative on the way because they got to melt down the Jolly Ranchers, I'm sure, to be able to form it into a bar and then be able to cut it into pieces and stuff. So what I'm trying to say is that this has got to be some really, really good stuff. And I'm telling you right now, if these two guys were smart, if they play their cards right, you know, don't shank anybody, don't get in trouble in jail once they get out, I'm telling you right now, I would travel. I would actually take an airplane flight if they opened up a business called Jailhouse Jolly Rancher Kool-Aid Candy.
These people don't know nothing about this stuff. Say just like it looked, though. Good as hell.
See? Crack.
And before I go to break, I got another piece of related audio that I want to play for you. And I got to tell you, this lawyer is smart as hell. I got to tell you, the guy is a marketing genius. I don't know how I feel about him getting off a convict. He obviously had to do something pretty bad because he was facing 10 years and the lawyer goes to visit him to tell him the good news that he's actually getting out today. And he's in one of these like little holding cells or cells where a lot of the other inmates are and they're hearing all this stuff. And the guy pulls out his camera phone and films him telling his client that he's getting out of jail after facing 10 years in prison.
Any camera? Okay. You can take off your mask.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right. So I want to let you know that I spoke to the prosecutor on your case. I spoke to the prosecutor.
Yeah.
Okay? And I was able to avoid you going to jail for prison for 10 years.
I consider myself kind of like an empath. And if you don't know what an empath is, you're able to put yourself in other people's shoes and get what they're going through. But I cannot even begin to tell you what it must feel like as a convict. And I'm not saying, most likely this guy was guilty of whatever he did, because if he was facing 10 years, this guy probably had to call in some favors. He probably went to school with the prosecutor or something and said, hey man, can you cut me a break on my client here? Wanting to film this jailhouse commercial to be able to promote my business. To be facing 10 years and your lawyer telling you that, oh, I got you off. You're not going to go to prison. And guess what? Not only are you not going to have to wait, you're getting out today.
We're going to give you an extension on your deferred. So you're
on my probation?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll get an extension.
Okay.
And you'll be getting out today.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? If you can look at the camera, who's the best lawyer?
Jay Oma.
I swear to God, this is the real life Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad. It is. I mean, I don't even know what this guy did, and I'm sure that this guy is going to fuck up again. He is. You know that he's going to fuck up again. You would think if you were facing 10 years and you had some lawyer pull some strings and be able to get you off and not have to go to prison for 10 years, that you would be on the up and up. But no. No, probably most likely won't happen, but just listen to this.
All right, and would you recommend me to your friends and family?
Oh, 100%.
Hey, all right. Y'all, go with my homeboy Jayama, bro.
Hey, man, I know what the fuck going on. Hey, y'all go to Jayama, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on, man.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
All right. All right.
Once again, I'll post this on my social media, but that guy most likely picked up like 12 clients because there was in between 10 to 15 people that were inside that little holding cell where he was talking to the client, and everybody was going crazy once they heard that he got him off after facing 10 years. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com. It's, Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you haven't already done it, make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. I know a lot of you guys listen to the podcast like on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, whatever it may be. Not a lot of people understand podcasts. You got to realize some of the older generation are like, oh, what's a podcast? I don't know. No. You can easily just go to my YouTube page, but every single show that I do is available on YouTube. as well as the live streams. I promise you that I'm about to get back on a daily basis of doing the live streams. I'm going to do the podcast in the mornings and my live streams at night on YouTube. But when you go to my YouTube, make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, it's going to alert you anytime I go live or put up any new content. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about, I've talked about this. A lot of people are against the Second Amendment. I support the Second Amendment. I think it is very, very important, especially with all the crazy-ass news stories that you're seeing. You know, I saw the other day they're talking about all the murder rates are up. Yeah, the murder rates are up because guess what? Last year, everybody was inside. So they took a little bit of a break from killing each other. American citizens, not saying any race, religion, creed, any of that stuff. But this next story I'm about to play for you is a pretty horrific story. And if somebody would have been around, because this was in a suburb, like residential area, they could have came out and easily stopped this guy from doing what he did to his girlfriend.
Jackie, we're at the corner of Spencer and 4th, not far from where this woman was found dead. At this hour, you can see a makeshift memorial is growing by the minute.
Serious question, and I know this is a little bit off topic of the news story, but how long is a good time to keep up those memorials? Because I know I see these roadside memorials where people have gotten into car accidents and they'll leave out stuff, a cross, you know, so a bunch of Christian stuff, maybe some teddy bears, cards, whatever it may be. But how long should the county, the government, leave that stuff sitting there? Because after a while, it looks like absolute dog shit. And I'm not trying to piss on anybody's parade when it comes to losing their loved one. I just recently lost my dad. I get it. I've made like a little makeshift like memorial where I keep my dad's ashes in the trailer. I got pictures. You know, my dad, we kept our Basset Hound's ashes, Lewis. It was my dad's favorite dog. He wanted to make sure when he died, his ashes were with Lewis's ashes. So my dad and the dog Lewis's ashes are together. Got a picture of Lewis. Got a picture of myself, my mom, and my dad together. But nobody else can see that. And especially being here in the Florida weather, as much as it rains, the sun, it just starts looking just like litter on the side of the road. I'm not trying to be insensitive, but like how long, what is the perfect time to keep up any of these roadside memorials or makeshift memorials that people create? I'd like to hear from you. I love getting interaction. Email me Tuttle@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail 407-270-3044.
A lot of people, friends, coworkers stopping by to pay their respects. Police tell me this is a couple that had been in a relationship for some time, and they're calling this a horrific crime.
And I'm like, right now we are surrounded by police.
It was just steps from Carol Erath's home.
I thought I saw a body on the pavement, but I wasn't overly sure.
That's where Shakopee police responded, near the intersection of Spencer Street and 4th Avenue, on a report of a stabbing at around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon.
I don't want you guys to think, because I'm friends with a lot of the local news media people here in Orlando, but for the most part, this is where I get upset. The news just does not do it right, because they censor themselves. I've talked about this time in and time out. The news should never be censored. It just shouldn't be, because it's the news and people need to be informed of how horrific this murder was. They said stabbing. No, nobody. Because I've seen the video, the actual video, because somebody filmed it outside or from the window of their house because this murder happened in front of this person's house. And the guy beheaded his girlfriend. Not only did he stab her, but he cut her fucking head off. Why is that not mentioned in the news report by this reporter?
And the police and the fire response were just, they were screaming up the street. So, of course, we were wanting to know what went on.
When they arrived, they found 55-year-old America Thayer of Shakopee dead. 42-year-old Alexis Sabarit was arrested a short time later.
It's shocking. I just can't believe somebody could be so brutal.
Wait, you're shocked that people can be so brutal? Like, seriously. I mean, how long have you been living in America for? Nothing anymore that I see in the news shocks me one bit. Like, seriously, you could tell me that somebody put a body in a wood chipper a la Fargo at the ending when what's-his-face was, like, using a board to get the rest of the body into a wood chipper. There's nothing, and maybe it's just because I work in radio and I've had to do plenty of show prep. I've talked about this. I don't want any of you guys to think that I just go out and try to search for the worst videos, gore videos all the time. No, I don't. But I've told this story before. The first time that I ever saw somebody die on video was during the Daniel Pearl. And if you don't know who Daniel Pearl is, he is the journalist that was a captive, was captured by, like, the Taliban or ISIS at the time. I don't think ISIS was around. And they held him captive, and they beheaded him on video, and then they posted it online. We were talking about the story and, you know, doing show prep. I wanted to make sure we had all the information. And it really, really did shock me to see that happen. It was like one of the first real deaths that I had ever seen on video. And I'm not trying to compare myself to, like, a war veteran or military person. But after a while, when you watch some of this gore and stuff online, because I run into it while I'm doing show prep and stuff, you do get desensitized by it. You really, really do get desensitized by it, because now I'm not shocked by anything at all. Here in America, we live too much of a sheltered life. We don't have to go through any of the stuff that these third world countries, where the, like, mob lynchings, they stone people to death, they do something called necklacing. I don't know if you've ever heard of necklacing. It's a tradition that they do in Africa where they basically put a rubber tire around somebody's body while they're still alive, fill it with kerosene, and then light it on fire. So, yeah, can you imagine how bad that is to burn alive with hot rubber melting your skin away? Yeah, I've seen some really, really bad stuff on the internet. I've never, ever been on the dark web, so I can't even imagine what is on the dark web. You know, they shut down that website, bestgore.com, because, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, well, it's shock porn, it's too violent, it's all this. No, guess what? First Amendment, bitches. Like, I if you don't want to watch it, don't see it. But I also think that it should be available for people to be able to view, to see the horrors of everyday life. Because, like I said, Americans, we live a sheltered life. Yes, we have a bunch of school shootings. We see all that stuff. We see what happened at Pulse Nightclub in Orlando, in Las Vegas, at that concert when the guy was shooting everybody from Mandalay Bay Hotel. So, but we don't get to see the real, real stuff. If you go to, LL Blog Narco, it's basically the Mexican cartels basically seeing how much they can torture people, how brutal they can be, and how much they can outdo each other.
To somebody else.
Gruesome cell phone video from the aftermath of the stabbing was shared on social media. Now, we've decided not to show it, but according to a search warrant...
You guys are such pussies. Once again, like I said, the news should not be censored at all. We should have to see what the horrors and stuff that are going on. Because, like I said, that's why I've always said, history is one of the most important lessons that we don't teach enough to our kids in school. It's all about math and English, because we want to test people and we want to get them to the next level, because if you get higher test scores, you get more funding in your county. But no, we don't teach history. I think the more and more people that can see the horrors of what's going on, you learn. You learn and you adapt. I've always used the example of 9/11. You know, for the most part, when a terrorist hijacked a plane, they would land it. They would ask for demand. There would be an exchange. They would let the people go and they would take off in the airplane. But no, what happened on 9/11? They were flying them into buildings. They flew it into the first tower, second tower, the Pentagon. And that's why that plane in Pennsylvania got like nosedive right into the ground, because the passengers all knew, hey, guess what? We heard that they're flying it into certain like targets, so we got to fight back. And from now on, if there's ever a plane in the United States that's ever hijacked, people are going to fight back. So that's why I'm saying, yes, it's not the news. It's not the news job to protect this gore from your kids. Do not let your kids watch this type of stuff because it can affect them. But for the most part, that is the parents' job. The news should just let it rip.
A body was pulled out of a vehicle with no head. Plus, officers found a knife, shirt, and bloody shoes after canvassing the area.
And to have something like this posted online for the world to see is not a good message at all to put out.
I know that I might be insensitive. I know, like, all right, if the shoe was on the other foot and it was my loved one that was getting their head cut off and it was being posted online, yeah, you know what? I probably would have a problem with it. So it's always, you know, I had a program director, and I'm not trying to say this is a joke or anything, but he always said, the joke's always funny when it's not on you. So yeah, I get it. If it was one of my family members, I would not want that video out there. But guess what? Stop being a bitch. We're living in a new age of information, and I think this is something that people need to see. And this all goes back to mental illness. I've talked about this. Talked about this earlier. I talked about it on a show last week. We don't do enough about mental illness here in the United States of America, because you cannot deny, for this guy to cut off his chick's head, he had to be mentally ill.
The Shakopee police chief telling me it's, quote, incredibly disappointing seeing the video of this horrific homicide shared online.
This person was somebody's daughter and somebody's mother.
Once again, I get it. If it was my loved one, I would not want it online either. But with the invention of the camera phones, I mean, think about this. 9/11 was one of the most documented events in the history of the world. It really, really was. Now, think if 9/11 would have happened 5 years later, when the iPhone came out, because iPhone was like one of the first ones. I know they had camera phones before, but they were real, real shitty. So what I'm trying to say is, with all the camera phones now, because every phone has a camera, the Ring doorbells, personal security cameras, CCTV, whatever it may be, a lot of things are going to get caught on camera. And you cannot stop the free flow of information on the World Wide Web. It's just not going to happen. Yes, does it suck? Does it suck for the family members of this woman that had her head cut off? Yes, it does. It really does. But there's nothing you can do about it. You should not censor any of the news. And I'm always going to feel that way. You know, I wouldn't watch it. But, like, if something would have happened to my dad, I mean, he didn't die of whatever he died of, we still don't even know, and he would have been murdered and it was caught on camera and it was online, I just wouldn't watch it. I would not watch it. But, I mean, I would be a big hypocrite if I was also pissed off that my dad's murder or a family member of mine's murder was online. No, I'd be a big-ass hypocrite.
Court records show Sabarit has a lengthy criminal record, including domestic violence and arson.
Well, at least he didn't set the bitch on fire. I mean, come on. I mean, he's trying to mix it up a little bit. I mean, he really could. He could have sprayed her and doused her with an accelerant and threw a match on her and burned her alive, but he didn't do that. Kind of, he just, you know, he's kind of trying to mix it up. Decapitation, arson. Yeah, what else? Yeah, I mean, he might be going for the triple crown. Because like I said, I don't think he's getting out on this one. But that's also the other thing. Don't even get me started on our criminal justice system here in the United States. But why was this guy even out on the streets?
In fact, he was scheduled to be in court on Wednesday for those arson charges at 2 p.m., a half hour before Thayer was found dead.
All right, I know this is going to piss a lot of people off. I know that it is, but I really don't care. If you are associating with people that are arsons and they're facing some pretty big jail time, why are you with them? I know love makes you do dumbass shit all the time, but, like, I mean, wouldn't you kind of be on your toes? Wouldn't you always, like, maybe have a knife or gun on you just in case your boyfriend snapped while you're driving him to court where he might be facing a long, lengthy jail sentence? But no, you decided to back your man. Stand by your man. Yeah, I don't even know who wrote that. But anyways, what I think Dolly Parton. But no, you know what it is? You know what it got you? It got your fucking head cut off.
It's certainly on people's minds.
On Thursday afternoon, members of the Hosanna Church in Shakopee went door to door.
We just wanted to come out and be a church that responds to hard situations that happen like this in our community.
Checking on neighbors, knowing a life lost at this corner affects an entire community.
Neighbors that we've encountered who have been out have said, I hope you're out here praying for the neighborhood, or...
Okay, this story kind of hits every single little hot button that kind of bothers me. Fuck your prayers, man. Like, seriously, I mean, look, I don't want you to think, like, I don't do my research. I've read the Bible. I know all this stuff. If God is supposed to be almighty, all-controlling, and knows everything that's going to happen, then why would he let something like this happen? That's why I do not believe in religion. I do believe in a higher power. I don't know what, but just it's like the animal kingdom. Like, do you think a lion cares when he eats a baby antelope or a caribou, whatever it may be? Yeah, what I'm trying to say is, Where were your prayers and stuff, and where was your God to stop this lady from getting her head cut off? And, you know, back to being associated with this guy, who knows? Who knows what mess up things that this woman has done if she is standing by her man, like I said, stand by your man. Yeah. What kind of stuff has she done if she's making a decision to stand by her man and drive him to court where he's probably going to go to jail for quite a long time for arson?
Oh, I'm so grateful you're out here praying for us.
Now, again, this is a live look from 4th and Spencer. You have people dropping by flowers, making signs, telling stories of America. I talked to some coworkers who said she was a great woman and this is a shock to the community. There is a vigil happening nearby at Huber Park that starts at 7:30. Live in Shakopee, Brett Hoffland, 5 Eyewitness News.
Anyways, I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm being insensitive. I'm really, really not being insensitive. But there's a lot of things. There are a lot of life decisions that you can make to maybe not put yourself in a situation or be in a car with somebody that is a violent convict. Yeah, I feel bad for her. But I also don't feel bad for her because you were standing by your man. And don't even get me started about the video being posted. You cannot stop the First Amendment. Also, don't even get me started with the church members. You want me to be honest? Why the church was out there? The church was out there to get on TV, to be able to be like, oh, let's go to this church. They're so nice. They're out here praying for this woman that got decapitated. Come by our church, join our church so you can throw money in the collection plate so we can pay off our priests. We can pay off the families that our priests are raping their children. I hope that wasn't a Catholic church. If it was a Catholic church, that would piss me off even more. I'd be like, save your fucking prayers, buddy. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of today's show. If you'd like to help out the cause, I've been talking about it. The homemade studio is coming along. It's taken a little bit longer than what I thought it would have, but I want it to be right. I really, really do. And I know that, you guys, because if I get this set up, I've almost got it done where I'll be able to be hardwired into the internet here at the Hobo Fish Camp. It's only going to bring up the quality of my YouTube videos, my live streams. I just got a little bit more stuff that I got to get out of the shed, and then I got to get a freezer out of there. I will say this, power has not been running to that shed for quite some time, and we basically sealed up the freezer, and you can only imagine with about a year and a half, 2 years of any of the meat that was in there, I do not even want to take a chance and even open it. So what I'm saying is it's sealed up pretty tight. It's got like duct tape and all that stuff on it, but I just want to load it up into the truck, take it to the dump, and just get rid of it. Because, I mean, the thing works, but it's just not worth it. It is not worth seeing the horrors that is inside of that freezer. But if you'd like to help donate to the cause and help me get this studio built, you can go to my PayPal account, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. That's paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. And I do write back every single person that donates any money to me at all. Even if it's a dollar, ask anybody that has donated to me. And hopefully, this is something I didn't talk about much. I didn't make it through my first YouTube partner like approval because I did have some copywritten material that was on my channel, and we got rid of all of that. Because I had that YouTube channel since like 2008, 2009. I just hadn't put up anything on it when I worked on the radio because all the shows that I've worked on would not allow me to have a YouTube page. So what I'm trying to say is if you don't want to help out financially, paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio or my YouTube channel where you might start to be able to donate to the cause through Super Chat when I do my live stream. All right. Gonna finish out the show. I'm gonna stick on a theme. I will admit some of the topics on today's show have been a little dark and deep, and I don't know, it's what's going on in the news right now. But this woman, you know, the Olympics is going on, everybody's wanting to break a world record. This next story, I think this chick was trying to break the record for how long you had a dead body in the trunk of a car and was trying to chase down Casey Anthony's world record. And I think this woman might have passed because she had not only one body, she had two.
Baltimore County police say this all started with a traffic stop when the defendant was speeding, when that officer smelled an odor coming from the vehicle.
Whoever is the field producer needs to be fired immediately. I know a lot of you guys, unless you're listening with headphones or really, really good speakers, you probably most likely cannot hear the hum that is going on in the background. You got to realize I've been working in radio for a while and I'm kind of an audio snob. You got to admit, my show audio quality is pretty goddamn good for me doing it all on an iPhone 12, recorded on an iPhone 12 with a Rode Lightning microphone. And I do post-production and editing on Twisted Wave. So, yeah, my stuff sounds good. You don't hear any hums going on. But, yeah, the professional TV news local person, yeah, you got a hum.
They later found the bodies of those two children in the trunk.
33-year-old Nicole Johnson faces several charges after her 7-year-old niece.
If you notice, when they went to the produce piece, the hum went away. That's why a lot, I still have never understood it. I've always backed up the opinion of Jim Phillips. He always said, it's a waste of time to have these reporters do these live shots on scene because there's nothing going on there. You're just asking for something to go wrong. You're asking for somebody to kind of ambush your live feed and jump in and curse or promote something. So why even do it? Because the hum went away on the productive piece.
And 5-year-old nephew were found dead inside her car trunk. Baltimore County Police say an officer pulled Johnson over late Wednesday night in Essex. And when the officer told her the car had to be towed because the tags were fake, the officer detected the unmistakable odor of decomposition.
Not everybody has smelled a dead body. I've never smelled a dead body. You know, just a body that's been out, especially in the Florida humidity and the Florida climate. Oh, yeah, body goes really bad in Florida. I don't know exactly where this was at, but I know if it's summertime anywhere, because it's been pretty goddamn hot in the United States this summer. They've had record-breaking heat up in the Northwest. So if you kept a couple of bodies in a trunk for any amount of time, anything over a week, yeah, I can only imagine it. We've all smelled a dead animal, but they say that there is a different smell about a human rotting flesh than it is just a regular animal rotting flesh.
At one point, the officer even noticed that the clear bag contained maggots inside. According to the department, after repeated requests from the officer, Johnson removed the blanket, exposing the decomposing body of a young child who was inside a suitcase. Police say they later found the body of another child in a bag.
Seriously, what the fuck is going on in the United States? I mean, have we been locked up in our houses for so long over a pandemic that now when we get a little bit of breathing room and we start roaming, we're like, we got to get crazy. We're falling down on the crazy stories here from the United States. Look, I know that we got a lot of freedoms. We have more freedoms than any other country in the world. But like at some point, like, do we have too many freedoms? You know, what would happen if this was in China? They would have taken this woman that had the two bodies in the trunk of her car. They would have given her a trial. There would have been no appeals. There would have been none of this or that. You know what they would have done? They would have taken her outside, shot her in the back of the head, and then guess what China does on top of that? They send the family members of the guy that they just executed a bill for the bullet that they used to kill your loved one. So, yeah, everybody also wonders why China, I know they were probably like fibbing the numbers, but I'm pretty sure that they told their citizens, hey, if you come outside, there's no warnings. We're just going to shoot you.
Johnson told police she was taking care of the kids because their mother wasn't able to. But the mom told police she tried to get her kids back. And in March of 2021, she arranged to have the children returned, but the defendant never showed up. According to the documents, the little girl may have been dead since May of last year when they were staying at this inn off Pulaski Highway.
Okay, whoa, wait. May of last year, she has had these bodies in her trunk. And I'm not talking her big old ass or whatever. No, her trunk of her car. She's had a dead body in it since May of 2020. Do you understand what, I mean, I just, because we've all, like, had a dead rat or something in our house, and that's why we don't like to use poison, because you don't want the rat to die in the wall, because then you got to just deal with the smell until it just decomposes and there's nothing left to smell. I mean, basically, like, I mean, that's over a year you've had a dead body in the trunk of your car. Like, this woman has to be the most dumbass murderer of all time. Like, you know that eventually. Look, I just told you how I'd been driving on a suspended license since 2013, and I just got pulled over because the truck tags on my dad's truck, he died 3 days after his birthday, and we just didn't get it renewed. I got pulled over, and come to find out that I've been driving around with a suspended license since 2013. So I'm not saying it was right what I did, but guess what? It kind of shows that I'm a pretty good-ass driver, that I haven't been pulled over since 2013. But a lot of people are not that lucky. So why would you keep a dead fucking body in your trunk for a year driving around, especially with fake plates on? I just don't get it.
Police say the defendant admitted she hit the little girl and she fell and hit her head. Johnson remains in jail with no bond.
Now, according to the court documents, when the autopsy was...
Back to the live shot, back to the humming in the background. Like, the engineer needs to be fired. How, or the producer, the cameraman, I'm sure he's wearing headphones right now. Okay, so at the beginning of the produced piece, you were doing a live shot. Why were you not fixing the live shot during the produced piece that they were playing and get rid of the hum? I mean, so I'm lucky that I live in Central Florida, because I've lived near Orlando and Tampa. And I got to tell you, for the most part, they are top-notch level. I will pit the local TV news anchors and reporters from Central Florida against any other place, small market or big market, across our country.
Done. That 7-year-old girl, Jocelyn Johnson, weighed 18 pounds. Her 5-year-old brother, Larry O'Neill, weighed 21 pounds. The official cause of death has not been determined. Live in Towson tonight, Ava Joy Burnett for WJZ.
Well, guys, I hope you appreciated the upbeat, fun show that I gave you today. No, really. I mean, I know, look, okay. I've told you guys, I like doing fun shows. I like helping people get stuff off their minds and entertain them. But I also think these type of shows need to be done every once in a while. I did mix up some funny-ass clips with the Jailhouse Candy and the lawyer, one of the smartest lawyers of all time when it comes to marketing. But I know the beheading story and this story of this bitch that kept two dead bodies in the trunk of her car, it seems like for a year. I sometimes we just need to be reminded that things aren't so great in America. You need to start being smart. You need to start preparing yourself. Not one of those doomsdayers or anything, but I do care and love about every person that supports the content that I'm putting out. Anyways, I'm going to get into some fun stuff tomorrow. I really do hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with 2Ds.net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.